Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities and Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville. We're all about you. And by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. The FDA has withdrawn an earlier laboratory finding that appeared to detect cyclospora in Taylor Farms iceberg lettuce, saying a reanalysis determined the result was a false positive. Agency officials say detecting the parasite is especially challenging, but despite the testing error, investigators continue to trace the outbreak to shredded iceberg lettuce supplied from central Mexico. Taylor Farms says the FDA apologized for the incorrect result. The company says no Taylor Farms product has tested positive for cyclospora and that it voluntarily removed all Central Mexico iceberg lettuce from the U.S. market as a precaution. The recall covers selected products distributed between June 29th and July 16th in 27 states, including Michigan. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention continues to link the outbreak to shredded iceberg lettuce served at Taco Bell restaurants in Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. Investigators say patient interviews and product traceback identified a single Mexican supplier, and Taco Bell has removed the affected lettuce from its restaurants. The CDC has confirmed more than thousands of reported illnesses and dozens of hospitalizations with no reported deaths. Meanwhile, Michigan has recorded more than 6,500 cyclosporiasis cases during the same period. State officials say those totals include suspected and confirmed cases under investigation and are not all tied to the Taco Bell outbreak. And election security continues to be a point of political debate in Michigan. Republican Secretary of State candidate and Macomb County Clerk Anthony Forlini says he welcomes the U.S. Department of Justice's use of federal election monitors, calling them a way to strengthen public confidence in the voting process. Forlini says election officials should focus on demonstrating that every legal vote is counted and that only eligible voters participate. Meanwhile, Democratic Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson continues to defend Michigan's election system, maintaining that the state's elections are secure. Benson, who is also the Democratic candidate for governor, has faced criticism from Republican lawmakers and others over her handling of election records and voter roll requests. Her office has consistently maintained that Michigan's elections are conducted with multiple layers of security and oversight. And one of the nation's largest military readiness exercises is returning to Michigan next month. Northern Strike 26-2. Will run August 3rd through the 14th, bringing more than 9,000 service members from 36 states and territories, along with military personnel from five allied nations to training sites across northern Michigan. The exercise will center on large-scale joint operations involving ground, air, cyber, and maritime forces. Troops will train with live fire scenarios, cyber defense operations, unmanned aircraft and watercraft, medical evacuation missions, and logistics support designed to prepare military units for modern combat environments. Training will take place primarily at Camp Grayling Joint Maneuver Training Center and the Alpena Combat Readiness Training Center, with additional activities scheduled on Lakes Michigan and Huron, as well as several military installations throughout the state. When we come back from this Tri-County Equipment sponsor message, We'll continue with your national news.
Don't waste your time shopping for ag equipment through online auctions. Head to your nearest Tri-County equipment location and ask about their wide selection of pre-owned equipment, including pre-owned tractors, implements, sprayers, combines, and more. When you shop locally with Tri-County Equipment, you're not just buying equipment, you're buying with confidence. Tri-County knows the history of the equipment you're purchasing. Why buy online without truly knowing what you're getting?
Plus, you don't have to worry about expensive auction fees when you shop locally with Tri-County Equipment. To check their inventory, visit TriCountyEquipment.com, call your local Tri-County salesperson, or stop into your nearest Tri-County Equipment location.
Don't miss your chance to save big at Tri-County Equipment. Get to your local Tri-County Equipment and lock in your savings before they're gone.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, FDA expands probe into multi-state cyclosporia outbreak. Federal health inspectors are intensifying their investigation into a nationwide outbreak of gastrointestinal illness linked to contaminated fresh produce supplied to major restaurant chains. The Food and Drug Administration confirmed today that trace testing remains zeroed in on specific regional lettuce growers despite recent conflicting laboratory tests. Health departments across five states have reported scores of confirmed cases over the past fortnight. Consumer protection advocates are advising vulnerable individuals to check local health alerts before purchasing prepackaged leafy greens. Additional testing results from regional processing centers are expected by midweek. And in other national news, U.S. military identifies casualties following Middle East strikes. U.S. Central Command has officially identified two American service members killed during recent missile strikes against coalition facilities in Jordan. Defense officials confirmed that retaliation strikes against regional missiles, regional militant installations have continued through the 10th consecutive night, targeting command bunkers and radar positions. The Department of Defense says recovery operations and perimeter security upgrades across forward deployed bases remain in their highest alert posture. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are demanding classified briefings on force protection measures across the region. Further military updates are slated for the standard Pentagon press briefing later today. When we come back from the Shetler Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
Whatever temperatures this season brings, whatever technical issues arise, whatever cooling solution makes the most sense, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer is ready to help. Whether you need a quick fix or an entirely new cooling system, your local Bryant dealer, Shetler Plumbing and Heating in Pigeon, will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. With a Bryant dealer, you get more than just a technician. You get someone who is committed to meeting your needs and achieving a high level of training and skills. Someone backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Nobody understands the ins and outs of home comfort like your local Bryant dealer. So whatever your situation, your address, or your budget, your Bryant dealer has a solution for you. Schedule an appointment today by calling Shetler Plumbing and Heating at 989-453-3531. Shetler Plumbing and Heating in Pigeon, serving the entire Thumb area and beyond. Bryant, whatever it takes.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, murder charges filed on high-profile British political case. British prosecutors have formally charged a suspect with murder following the tragic death of former politician and public figure Anne Widencombe. Law enforcement officials confirmed that the suspect was taken into custody near the scene of the incident following a swift multi-agency investigation. Tributes from across the political spectrum have poured in for the long-serving former official. Court proceedings are set to begin in London later this week as security around public figures remains under active review. Authorities have requested that the public avoid speculating on ongoing legal details. In other international news, Colombia's President Petro delivers final address on economic reform. Colombian President Gustavo Petro delivered his final presidential address to supporters yesterday, calling on the public to protect his administration's signature social and economic reforms. Speaking before a packed public plaza in Bogota, Petro highlighted major policy shifts in agrarian land rights, healthcare access, and green energy transitions. The speech comes as political factions gear up for a fiercely contested upcoming presidential campaign season. Opposition leaders criticize the president's economic track record, arguing that fiscal deficits remain unaddressed. Congressional committees are slated to vote on pending legislative packages before the session ends. When we come back from this Automotive Decaville sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
At Automotive Decaville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Automotive Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And for your obituaries today, Francis Kasiba passed away on July 18th. Francis Josephine was born December 15th, 1922. In 1945, on June 8th, Fran became Miss Isadora Kasiba at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Parisville. Fran is survived by her daughters Mary and Sandy, her grandsons, great-granddaughter, and her sisters. Visitation for Fran's final goodbyes will be on Wednesday, July 22nd, beginning at 10 a.m. until Mass of Christian Burial at 11:30 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Rapson, following a walk with Fran to her final resting place at the church cemetery. In lieu of flowers or Mass offerings, you can generously donate to St. Thomas Aquinas Outreach Mass, OLLH Catholic School in Harbor Beach, or the St. Joseph Catholic Church Cemetery in Rapson Fund. Arrangements have been handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and you can share your memories online at www.ramseyfh.com.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. And by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.